Listener production.
A beer and a banh mi, not just a hot favourite for Aussies, but also for the Prime Minister. Good morning, I'm Celeste Mitsiu, Anthony Albanese, tucked into the traditional delicacies in Vietnam, made from Aussie barley and wheat to mark the end of his first day of his two-day trip, saying it's an example of our strong relationship.
With that growth, the barley that goes into that product is from Australia.
Today he'll meet with the country's national leadership group to further strengthen ties in trade and investment. Price gouging and a lack of competition are being blamed for high prices at the supermarket checkout, not just inflation. New research has found prices between April and May grew by 10.4% at Coles and 8.7% at Woolies. Fresh produce was the highest priced items. Queensland's bold green pitch ahead of next year's state election. The government is pledging an 80% renewable target by 2025. It also includes an investment of $500 million to fund solar and wind projects. Authorities in India have concluded their search for train survivors. Initial investigations claim a signal fault is to blame for the three-way collision. At least 280 people have been killed. Cricketer David Warner has announced his retirement plans with his intentions to have a swan song at the SCG in January, and controversial restaurant Karen's Diner has closed their stores in Melbourne, Gold Coast and Perth unexpectedly. Geelong have ended their three-game losing streak before the bye, booting the last six goals to defeat the Western Bulldogs 15-7-97 to 10-15-75. For the Dogs, it was a missed opportunity to enter the top four. Skipper Marcus Fontempelli conceded on seven. They just couldn't make it happen.
I definitely felt like we gave ourselves enough opportunities, enough chances. There were certainly aspects of our game that really shone through, I guess. But unfortunately, against the best, sometimes it just doesn't cut it.
Crow Tom Duday is under an injury cloud after he was subbed out with a right knee injury in their 25-point loss to the Suns. Magpie Jordan Dugowie has made headlines for the wrong reasons. He is facing a lengthy stint on the sidelines over a high bump, which is likely to be referred directly to the tribunal. Switching codes, and the Broncos have made it 2 from 2, having lost 3 of their previous 4 matches, defeating the Sharks 20-12. Origin duo Jai Arrow and Cam Murray both suffered ankle and groin injuries respectively as the Bunnies down the Titans 46-28. Murray says he isn't putting a time frame on his return, but he is remaining optimistic.
I thought it was just a little bit of tightness, but obviously, and I thought after, 5-10 minutes, it just would have warmed up, but got a bit sore during the game, and then there was a tackle there where I just overstretched it a bit, so hoping for a good result.
And the Central Coast Mariners have won their second A-League Shield, their first in 10 years, with a 6-1 thumping of Melbourne City. And the silverware continues. Manchester City has claimed the FA Cup over United 2-1 this morning.